A countdown on a screen. Film running through a projector glows yellow. Reel One Entertainment. A blonde-haired woman is running along a suburban street, looking around in a panic, inspired by true events.
Candace!
A hobo.
Candace!
You see my daughter? She has long blonde hair.
Long blonde hair?
Yeah.
She rode away on a white horse.
What? What? I don't know what you're saying.
Pay attention. Candace!
The woman, Shannon, looks through a metal fence onto waste ground as two men dump a body-shaped bundle wrapped in tarpaulin out of a van. The men drive off as Shannon crouches down by the bundle and unties it.
Somebody help me! Somebody help me!
Missing at 17, a house in the suburbs 2 days earlier. Shannon's in the kitchen with a girl of 17 and a boy of about 12.
I hate school, I'm dropping out.
What happened, sweetie?
I got into an argument with my biology teacher, but it wasn't just her, it was like the whole class ganged up on me.
Why?
None of the stuff she was teaching was true. Got out of control and I called her a liar and walked out.
You called your teacher a liar in front of the class?
Mom, it was terrible.
Okay, slow down, just tell me how it started.
Okay, so we're doing this unit on human genetics and we have to fill out this chart to figure out what color our kids' eyes would be. Like recessive and dominant genes and all that.
So you see, it's impossible for two people with blue eyes to have a kid with brown eyes because blue is recessive and brown is dominant. Yes, Candace.
That's not true. Both my parents have blue eyes and I have brown eyes. Are you sure about their eye color? Because genetically speaking, it's not possible.
Maybe you're adopted.
The book is wrong. Just like sometimes babies are born with blue eyes and then they change color later, right?
That can happen, but it has nothing to do with recessive genes. Caucasian babies are often born with blue eyes, but that's simply because their irises may gain pigment as they develop.
You are totally adopted, Candy.
Shut up, Zach.
All right, that's enough. Let's get back to the lesson. So what happens if a parent with brown eyes...
What you're teaching is a lie. Not gonna sit here and listen to someone who clearly doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. So I told her she had to be lying because both of my parents have blue eyes. That can happen, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it can.
Well, that has to be what happened because I'm not adopted.
Shannon looks away from Candice.
Right? I'm not. Am I?
Candice and the boy, Andrew, look at each other as Shannon takes food out of the microwave.
What's going on?
I don't know how to answer your question.
Just tell me I'm not adopted.
That's not how I want this to come out. I mean,
what?
Honey, you know how much your father and I love you, right?
I'm adopted?
Look, I wanted to tell you earlier. I did. I just could never...
You wanted to tell me? How could you lie to me for all this time?
We didn't think of it as lying to you. We just were trying to find the right way to say it.
No, you lied.
I'm sorry.
Am I adopted too?
No, sweetie.
It's great. So I'm the only one that doesn't belong in this family.
Hey, you are just as much a part of this family as your brother.
How can you even say that? He's yours and I'm not. Why wouldn't you just tell me the truth?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No! Don't touch me. I hate you. Can't you see that I hate you? I hate everybody at that school, and I'm never going back there ever again. Who's my mom, then? Who is my real mom?
I don't know. I don't know, honey. I never met her.
You don't hate me, though, right?
Yes, I hate you. I hate everyone.
Calm down. Don't say things you don't mean.
I mean it. I'm never coming home again.
Candace. Sweetie, don't run off like this. We need to talk.
Don't you get it? I don't want to talk to you. Just leave me alone.
Give me the keys.
Candace, get back in the house right now. I mean it.
Don't talk to me like that. You're not my mother.
Don't say that. Get back in the house. We need to talk right now.
Candace, leave me alone. Get your hand off the car.
We need to talk about this. Get back in the house, Candace.
Candace backs out of the driveway in a mushroom gray four-door Volvo. Shannon looks helpless and runs back inside as Candace speeds away. Shannon comes back into the kitchen and gets on the phone while Andrew looks on anxiously.
Come on! Move it! Move it! Let's go!
Her mascara running, Candace tries to weave through traffic. Shannon calls her mobile and she cancels it.
So just leave me a message.
Candace, honey, please come home, okay? I know you're mad, but we have to talk. I don't want you driving when you're upset, so just call me, okay? Please.
Who are you calling now?
Your father.
Candace wipes her cheek as she drives through town. She goes straight over a junction. She makes a call.
Come on, pick up.
Right now, you know what to do.
It's Candace. Call me as soon as you get this. I really need to talk to you.
I had to tell her, Kurt. What was I supposed to say?
She asked me straight up if she was adopted.
I told you we should have explained this to her before.
When were we supposed to do that? The same day we told them that you were moving out? I mean, how much bad news do you think they can take?
Oh, somehow this is all my fault now?
Oh, God, okay. I know I shouldn't have called you. Will you just let me know if you hear from her, please?
Okay, well, it's not like she packed up her stuff and ran away. She has to come back home sooner or later. Just let her cool off.
Cool off? What if she gets into a car wreck, Kurt?
Trust me, give her some space. She's always been really emotional, and didn't she just break up with her boyfriend a few days ago? She probably feels like everything has come crashing down on her all at once.
Wait, she broke up with her boyfriend?
Yeah, you didn't know? She emailed me this weekend.
She never tells me anything.
Look, just keep me in the loop. If she's not back home by tomorrow morning and she doesn't show up at school, I'll get in the car, I'll drive up, I'll be there by noon, all right?
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Night's fallen.
Hey, excuse me. Could I bum one of those cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, thank you.
Candace stands outside an all-night store and a guy gives her a cigarette. A good-looking, fair-haired guy in his 20s gets out of a pickup truck and walks towards the store.
Hey, excuse me, you don't happen to have a light, do you?
Rough day?
Worst day ever.
Oh yeah, why's that?
You don't happen to have, like, one of those pop-up car lighters, do you? I lost mine.
He takes a lighter out of his leather jacket and lights a cigarette.
Thanks.
Well, hey, you were gonna tell me why you're having such a bad day.
Can't smoke next to the doorman.
She steps away from the door and the young guy follows her.
All right, I gave you a light. Why are you having such a bad day?
She takes a drag on the cigarette.
Okay, it all started when my boyfriend dumped me last week while making out with some sophomore skank like 5 feet from my locker. And then I got into a fight with the teacher, which happens all the time, but this one made me look like a complete idiot. But I didn't know I was gonna look like an idiot until I got home. And my mom tells me she's not really my mom.
So that's your worst day? Some ex makes out with a girl, you get in a fight at school, and what? You're adopted?
Whatever, man, go to hell.
Easy, I wasn't making light of it.
Yeah, you actually were.
All right, maybe a little, but it's only because I'm adopted too. I am. And really, it's not that big of a deal.
It's a big deal for me.
All right. I'm sorry. It was a bigger deal for me, too, when I found out. Just sometimes I forget. Listen, I was just going to grab a couple beers. You like beer? You know what kind?
It does not matter.
All right. I'll be right back.
The young guy goes into the store, and Candace takes another drag on her cigarette. Back at home, Shannon's on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, this is Candace's mom. Have you talked to her in the last half hour?
No, why?
It's okay. Will you just, call me if you hear from her?
Yeah, sure, Mrs. White.
Okay, thanks.
Shannon ends the call and looks worried. The young guy comes out of the store holding a chocolate rose and a paper bag.
for you, Orphan Annie. Because somebody told me that women love roses and chocolates.
Which one is this supposed to be?
Fine, I'll eat it myself.
Hey, hold on there, Romeo. I didn't say I didn't want it.
Romeo.
Hardly.
Somebody also told me that women love vodka.
This one does.
Not in public. Come on.
Candace glances around cautiously, then follows the young guy over to his pickup truck. Andrew and Shannon at home.
What are we gonna do if she doesn't come back tonight? Should we call the police?
No, not yet. She'll be fine.
What if I went on my bike and look for her? You could take the car and we could split up.
Sweetie, I wouldn't even know where to start.
How about that on my diner place? She's always meeting friends there and stuff.
How do you know that?
I followed her a few times.
Okay, I'll go in there.
Can I come?
No, someone needs to stay at the house. Call me if she comes back. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Lock the door.
Shannon goes, leaving Andrew at home. Candace swigs from the vodka bottle while the young guy drives them through the city. She grimaces and he smiles.
I'm Toby, by the way.
Candace.
Feeling better there, Candace?
Yes.
She has another drink.
So how did you find out you were adopted?
Well, it wasn't like I didn't know. Whole life I bounced around as different family members took care of me. I lived with my grandma, lived with my aunt, I lived with my other aunt. Then I just went to a foster home, stayed there till I was like 18, and then I left.
Where was your mom and dad?
Never had a dad. My mom, she wasn't allowed to take care of me. Social services wouldn't let her.
Well, that's a sad story.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one with mascara streaking down my face, though, am I?
You are not.
So, what's your story?
Well, I guess I was born to parents that I've never met, which, you know, kind of makes sense now, why we never got along. She's not even my real mom.
How about your dad?
We got divorced 2 years ago. He moved kind of far away, so now we just see him on holidays and school breaks.
We?
My brother, Andrew, and I. Except for, I guess I probably shouldn't call him that. He's not my real brother.
You sure do a good job of feeling sorry for yourself, Miss Candace.
I do not, okay? Sure.
Toby grins as Candace unscrews the bottle again. They pull up outside a suburban house with all the lights on. A party's going on, and Toby leads Candace inside. She looks around tensely at the youths talking and drinking. A couple of guys watch Toby lead Candace into a bedroom.
Seen better, done worse.
Who's that?
Candace closes the door behind them, and Toby takes off his jacket and hoodie and throws them on the bed.
You can sit.
Holding the vodka bottle in its paper bag, Candace perches on the edge of the bed. Toby, wearing jeans and a sleeveless t-shirt, takes the bottle from her and steps into a bathroom to pour a couple of glasses.
I should probably go.
Go where? We just got here. We could put on some music and chillax a little bit.
He hands her a glass of vodka and crouches in front of the stereo. Candace fidgets with her nails and looks nervous.
What are you so worried about? I mean, you act like I'm gonna rape you or something.
She quickly looks away. Toby sits down beside her and leans over.
Listen, I brought you here because I like you, and I want to cheer you up. Nothing's gonna happen if you don't want it to, okay? Okay. Now that we got that settled, what are you in the mood for? A little reggae or industrial metal?
I think it's probably more of a reggae night.
I couldn't agree more.
Toby crouches down and presses a button. He sits back down on the bed and he and Candace clink glasses. They drink. Shannon drives through the city, keeping her eyes peeled and watching the streets as she passes. She slows to a halt outside a late-night diner and looks through the window.
Hello?
Avery just called here. She said Candace left a message, but when she tried to call back,
no answer.
Okay, well, she's not here either. I'm gonna keep driving around, try some other places.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, thanks, honey.
Shannon carries on. In the bedroom, Candace has another drink and is looking the worse for wear. Toby takes the glass from her. She lays down on her side on the bed, facing away from him.
Is the room spinning, doll?
No, I just need to lie down here for a little bit.
She closes her eyes and Toby finishes his glass of vodka as she drifts. It's a bright sunny morning over Shannon's house. Sitting on the sofa, Shannon stares out of the window tensely. She holds a scrap of paper in her hand and picks up the phone and dials.
LAPD, how may I direct your call?
Yeah, I need to report my daughter missing.
Candace is sleeping soundly in Toby's bed. Keenan, one of the young men who watched her come in, stands by the bed staring at her. Toby comes in with a juice drink.
Nice job, man. She's hot as hell. What's up? I gotta talk to you about something Pedro told me last night.
Not right now. Later.
Dude, it's big.
I'm interested. Just not right now. Beat it.
Wearing a white vest, tattoos on his muscly arms, Keenan trudges out of the room. Toby looks down at Candy sleeping and smiles. He slowly sits down on the edge of the bed.
Candy?
Mm.
Wake up, beautiful.
She rouses, then quickly sits up and grimaces, holding her hand to her face. She looks down at her clothes.
Nothing happened. Your mom's been blowing up your phone all night. I turned the thing off.
Good. Let her worry.
She takes a cigarette, and Toby pulls it out of her mouth.
Kiss me first.
She looks down a little coyly, and a faint smile falls across her face. She leans closer to Toby, and her lips meet his.
Well, that was a little more enthusiasm than I expected.
I'm full of surprises.
Today's the day you quit smoking cigarettes, by the way.
Says who?
Says me. You're too pretty to smoke.
And you're bossy. But I don't mind.
So, if you're not going to school today and you're not going home, what's your plan?
Can I hang out here, maybe? I'm sure you and I could find something to do.
She kisses him again.
How about I take you to get some breakfast, then we get your car, then we can come back here. Have a little fun.
I say yes.
Drink this. You'll feel better.
He gives her the fruit drink and goes. She looks at her reflection in her mobile.
Oh, man.
The school.
I had no idea she would get as upset as she did.
No, it wasn't your fault. I'm just really worried. She was so embarrassed by the whole situation.
I think you did the right thing by filing a police report. Avery, can I see you a minute?
The principal said she'd call in some of Candace's friends privately.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you heard from her?
No, not yet. Did she call you back?
No. I texted her this morning to see if she was coming to school, but she didn't text me back.
Okay. Will you keep trying her?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Thanks, sweetie.
The sports field.
Ian!
Young guys are playing soccer and Candace's teacher calls one of them over.
What's up?
Have you talked to Candace in school yesterday?
No. Why?
She left last night really upset. We don't know where she is.
Because of me?
Why would it be because of you?
And she saw me with this girl I've been kind of seeing.
That happened yesterday?
Before first. It wasn't because of me, though, right?
No, it was something else. Will you just call me if you hear from her, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
In a cafe.
It's fun playing hooky, huh?
I guess. I'm working as we sit here.
What do you do?
I'm a businessman.
Could you be a little more vague for me, please?
I give people loans when the bank won't give them loans.
So you're a loan shark?
No. It's called P2P lending. There's risk involved, but returns are pretty good.
Do you make a lot of money?
Why, you want me to buy you something already?
No, just breakfast.
There's nothing wrong with getting to know you a little better, right?
Well, there's something I want to know about you.
Go ahead. Unlike you, I am an open book.
Last night you said you hated your mom. Why?
I don't remember saying that.
You talk a lot when you're drunk.
She's a pain in the ass. We're just two totally different people. All she cares about is where I'm going to college, and I'm not even sure if I want to go to college yet.
Well, college isn't for everyone.
Well, it's certainly not for me. I can't imagine another 4 years behind a desk. That's like a prison sentence, except for I can't get out early for good behavior.
Their breakfasts arrive.
I have never met anyone quite like you.
And you never will.
Shannon's on the phone as she drives.
I hate to do this to you, Erica. I apologize.
Can you please just come in for a couple hours? I have two actors waiting to get into Tanya's chair, and she just can't do it all herself. If you don't come, we won't make our day.
I know, Erica, please, okay? My ex-husband's on his way to the house, and I need to find my daughter.
Listen, I went out on a limb to get you in with these guys in the first place.
I know you did. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess, Ella, I'll just find somebody else last minute. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Bye. Hey, does anyone know a good makeup artist that can be here in less than 15 minutes?
Toby parks beside Candice's car.
And we are back to the beginning.
All right, I'm gonna run home and grab a change of clothes real quick before I come over.
Will they be sexy?
Maybe.
He slides his hand against the back of her head and pulls her to him. Their eyes lock and they kiss.
See you later, gorgeous.
Smiling, Candice gets out of the truck, opens her car door, and looks back at Toby.
What are you doing?
Being a gentleman, waiting for you to get in.
Go.
She gets into her car and shuts the door. Candice parks the car outside her house, gets out and runs up the front path with her backpack over her shoulder. Glancing around furtively, Candice quickly unlocks the front door and goes inside. She runs upstairs. In her bedroom, she stuffs clothes into a holdall. Shannon's dark blue SUV pulls into the driveway. Candice hangs her backpack and holdall over her shoulder and turns for the door. She comes down the stairs, then through the window sees Shannon get out of the SUV and notice Candice's car. Candice runs to the back door as Shannon comes into the house.
Candice?
Shannon looks around, then runs upstairs. Candice runs to the front door.
Candice? Honey?
Candice runs out of the house and into her car as Shannon comes back to the front door.
Candice! Damn it!
Toby's with Keenan, who's working on a motorbike.
So how much are we talking? 30K each. Hand me that Dremel.
Toby hands Keenan a small angle grinder.
And don't grind it down too far.
I got this. What do you say about the other thing?
I don't know. I'm doing okay with my other stuff.
What? Stolen bikes and catalytic converters? Come on. You make like a grand a pop. It's not even worth the time. Not to mention your stupid loan business.
I'll think about it, all right?
Think hard, cuz. You ain't gonna want to pass this up.
Toby walks away as Keenan grinds a serial number off the bike. Shannon comes into Candice's bedroom with ex-husband Kurt.
She was here and then she left again. Her duffel bag's missing, some of her clothes.
Well, where could she have gone?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Well, when we find her, maybe we could suggest a different arrangement.
What do you mean?
I think she might be better off staying with me.
Are you out of your mind? No. Candice is staying right here.
Shannon, you know, your relationship with her, that could be part of the problem.
She didn't know she was adopted. That is the problem.
I understand, but what about her boyfriend? You didn't even know that they'd broken up. I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault. I think that she's more open with me.
So suddenly you want her now? Because it didn't seem that way when you walked out on us, Kurt.
My leaving had nothing to do with the kids, and you know that.
All right, of course. You couldn't deal with my temper, right? I am the reason this whole thing fell apart. I got fired, and instead of being the supportive husband, you use it as a reason to bail.
Well, take some responsibility. You got yourself fired.
I never said it wasn't my fault. It was totally my fault. You are the one who abandoned your family.
Abandoned my come on. Come on, I still see the kids. I haven't once been late on child support. No. You know, you can't treat your boss the way you didn't expect to keep your job, but you think it's okay to treat your husband that way, and he's supposed to stay here with you?
Shannon looks away, pursing her lips.
I'm sorry. I'm here because we're both concerned about Candace.
Don't take her away from me.
Let's just try and focus on finding her first, and then we'll deal with everything else.
Candace and Toby lie in bed together.
I want to find my mom. My real one.
So go find her.
Yeah, but how would I do that?
I guess you would start with the adoption agency, see if they tell you.
She lays her head against his bare chest. A red SUV pulls into the driveway of a suburban bungalow. A dark-haired guy in his early 20s comes into the bungalow with some groceries.
Mom? Mom? I'm back!
The guy, Vance, wears a dark boiler suit and unpacks the shopping.
Mom?
He looks around, then walks to a hallway.
Mom?
Vance walks to a closed bedroom door.
Mom?
In the bedroom, a brown-haired woman in her late 40s lies on the floor, an empty vodka bottle beside her. Vance comes in and looks down at his mother, Callie, who rolls onto her back.
Were you wasted?
Oh, I just so bright as you bright to look. Just turn off the light.
Vance notices a pill bottle on a cabinet.
Oh. Where'd you get these? Your pills.
He helps her onto her bed.
Oh, no.
Come on.
It's right in here. Just turn me right. I just want to go to sleep, Vance. Just now.
You can sleep in bed.
I don't want to go and just sleep, man. Where's my sheet?
She's right there.
You're gonna be asleep, man.
Just sleep.
Sleep, Mom. Buddy, turn off the light.
Candace is on Toby's laptop.
There are like a million adoption agencies. What do I do? Just start calling everyone?
Well, there are private investigators that do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but how much cash does that cost? Oh, my friend Avery.
Hey, where have you been? I've called you like 50 times.
I'm just hanging out with a friend.
Who?
You don't know him. He's a new friend.
Well, your mom and dad are really worried about you. Your mom came by the school today to talk to me.
They reported you missing to the police.
You need to call and let them know that you're okay.
Oh my God, they're so psycho.
Everyone's worried, Candy.
Well, just call them and tell them that you talked to me and I'm perfectly fine.
No, you need to call them.
I'm not calling them, so I guess that they can just worry. You know what, I gotta go. I will call you later.
Candy!
I'm not going back there. The next place I'm going is my birth mother's, if I can even find her.
Hey, Toby! Yeah?
What's up, guys? Candace, this is my cousin, Keenan.
Hey.
Well, hello there. I was, gonna go grab a burger. You guys wanna come?
No, thanks.
You sure?
We're good.
My treat?
We're good. Thanks.
All right. Well, see you later.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Keenan leaves the house.
You didn't want to go hang out with him?
No, he can do his own thing.
How long have you guys been roommates for?
A few months. Ever since he got paroled.
Paroled?
Idiot knocked off a liquor store, did 3 years.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, he's family, so... I gotta look after him, right?
Avery's called Shannon and Kurt.
So she wouldn't tell you where she was staying?
She said I didn't know him.
Wait, it's a guy?
I'm pretty sure she said he.
Well, does he know that harboring a runaway is illegal?
She seemed okay. I mean, not hurt or anything.
Look, Avery, I need you to call her back. Call her back and get her to meet you someplace.
I don't know.
Sweetie. We need to get her home and back to school, okay? You know how hard she's worked this year. If she starts failing classes, she's not going to graduate. And we don't know what's going on with this guy friend. I mean, if he were a real friend, he'd encourage her to come home.
Evening at the house.
Look, I'm just trying to find solutions here, Shannon.
I cannot have this conversation with you, not while our daughter is missing. You know what, just go back to San Diego, okay? I'll handle this myself.
Well, you're not handling it. Our 17-year-old is out there somewhere with God knows who.
Please, just stop.
I hated it when you guys used to fight like this before. I just want Candy to come home.
I know you do, sweetie. Listen to me. We'll find her, okay? I promise. Okay. It's okay. Go back to bed. It's okay.
Andrew goes and Shannon looks round at Kurt sitting on the couch with his shoulders hunched. Knight parked by a railway line.
So what are we doing here?
I'm selling this guy my own bike.
Why did we need to come here? Why didn't he just come pick it up from your house?
I don't just let anyone know where I live.
Candace checks the caller display on her phone and cancels the call.
You're not gonna answer that?
It's Avery. I'll call her back.
So, what's your plan? You still want to find your real mom?
Yeah, I don't really have a choice.
What if she tells you to get lost?
Then I will, I guess.
I think the best way to find your mom is to hire a private investigator.
Yeah, except for all those websites saying it costs like a grand, and I don't even have enough money to put gas in my car.
What if I helped you out?
Like, give me a loan?
Yeah, I mean, I do it all the time, right?
Well, that's pretty awesome of you.
Don't get used to it. This is him, just right here.
Toby gets out of the truck and walks around to the back with a dark-haired guy. The motorbike that Keenan was working on is standing up in the back of the truck. Toby lowers the truck's tailgate and places a metal ramp on it. Toby hops onto the bed of the truck and undoes the straps around the bike. Candice watches from inside as the buyer wheels the bike round and counts out cash.
$1,100, $1,200. Okay.
Toby takes the buyer's money and shakes hands with him. The buyer puts on a crash helmet and gets on the bike. He rides off, and Toby swaggers back to the truck.
Well, that is a done deal. Let's party.
Candace!
Day, and Shannon is looking around on the patch of waste ground as the white van backs up. She hides behind another van and watches as two men get out and dump the human-shaped bundle wrapped in tarpaulin. The van drives off and Shannon runs over to the bundle. She crouches down and quickly unties the rope around it. Suddenly, Shannon wakes up in bed. She looks tense and slowly catches her breath and relaxes. She sits up and hangs her head. Kurt's lying on a fold-out bed in the living room. Shannon comes to the door and looks in at him, then turns to walk away.
I'm not asleep.
Shannon turns back and leans in the doorframe.
What if we don't find her?
We will.
She comes in.
I understand why she hates me so much. And I get that it's normal that girls pull away from their mom when they're her age, but it just feels like it's more than that. Failing at this. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
You're a good mother, Shannon. You always were.
I wasn't a good wife, though.
Don't say that.
How can I not say that? You left, right?
It's not about what one person did or didn't do. We just weren't good together anymore.
I didn't try, though.
What's done is done. You need to move forward. Focus on being happy.
Are you happy? Happier than you were with me?
Kurt's eyes flicker down and he looks awkward. Shannon smiles and looks down.
I don't regret any of the time that we spent together.
Shannon looks sorrowful. She stands up and walks out, leaving Kurt sitting on the fold-out bed with his knees drawn up to his chest. There's another party going on at Toby's place as Toby walks over to Keenan.
Where you going?
I'm gonna pull Candace's car in the garage.
Somebody looking for your little girlfriend?
No.
We need to talk.
We will.
A private eye's office.
I just found out I was adopted a couple of days ago, so I don't really know anything about her.
Well, even if you don't know your natural mother's name or the agency your adoptive parents went through, it really doesn't matter.
You do know your social security number, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then, we're in business. Just sign there.
Toby takes out his wallet.
I like cash.
The private investigator, Mike Foster, smiles. Later, Toby and Candice drive.
You really think you could find her in a couple of days?
Well, that's what he said.
It means a lot that you're doing this for me.
Don't thank me. It's just an advance on the money you're going to pay back.
Still.
She kisses him.
All right, that's enough.
They look round to see a police car following them with its roof lights flashing. They both look nervous as Toby slows the truck to a halt and the squad car stops behind them. Toby stops the engine and a cop gets out of the police car. The shaven-headed cop slowly walks up to the driver's side of the truck and Toby lowers the window.
License and registration.
The cop looks at them, steely-eyed, and Candice turns away nervously. Toby takes the license and registration from under the sun visor.
Can I ask why you pulled me over, sir?
Passengers have to keep their seat belts buckled at all times.
It's my fault, not his. Give me the ticket instead of him.
The cop walks back towards his car, and Toby watches him in the wing mirror.
I'm so sorry.
Keep your mouth shut, okay? You're gonna get us both in a lot of trouble.
The cop strides back to the driver's window.
Step out of the vehicle, sir.
Candice looks apologetic as Toby gets out.
Turn and face the vehicle. Okay.
The cop pulls Toby's hands behind his back and frisks him.
What is going on?
Are you aware you're wanted on a bench warrant? Failure to appear on a DUI?
My lawyer is supposed to take care of that.
You're gonna need to sort that out with your attorney. Okay, let's go.
Toby is handcuffed and marched over to the police car. Sitting in the passenger seat of the truck, Candice looks at a loss. Then the cop knocks on her window.
Step out of the vehicle, please, miss.
Candice bites her lip tensely and gets out of the truck. In the police station, Kurt and Shannon are with a desk sergeant. Shannon looks up as Candice is brought in by an officer. Candice stomps over, avoiding Shannon's gaze. Shannon clutches her hands together nervously, then reaches out and pulls Candice to her and hugs her. Candice walks over to a plastic tub with her belongings in it, and Kurt leans over to her.
You all right?
Yeah.
Candice sits down with the tub and Shannon comes over.
So what happened to you?
Keenan swaggers up to the desk sergeant.
Here's the bill for my cousin.
Okay, hold on.
Keenan looks round and his eyes meet Candice's. He looks frosty.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, let's go.
Candice picks up her backpack and leaves with Kurt and Shannon. The sergeant brings Keenan a form.
Fill this out. There's a pen.
Kurt's dark blue Jaguar pulls up outside Shannon's house. Shannon, Candice and Kurt come inside and Candice heads for the stairs.
Hold on, don't go upstairs. We're gonna talk about this right now, whether you want to or not. Who was the boy you were arresting with?
Have you been staying with him? No, he was just a nice guy that gave me a ride. I'd never even met him before. You got into a car with a guy you didn't even know?
Wait, where is your car? What do you mean, where is your car, Candice?
I loaned it to someone, I'll get it back. Where have you been the last 2 days? Hey, do not walk away.
Get your hands off
me. All right, Candy.
What? I hate her. God.
Candy.
She stomps upstairs.
What are you doing?
She can't just do whatever she wants, Kurt.
Forget it.
In her bedroom, Candice makes a call.
You reached Mike Foster, private investigator. This is about a new or existing case.
Can I come in, please?
I guess.
Kurt comes into the room and shakes his head wearily.
Can you talk to me, please?
There's nothing to talk about. You guys lied to me. I'm not your kid. That's it.
Your mom and I both love you. We always have.
Shannon doesn't love me. Things were so much better when you were here.
I don't know what's going on between you two. Yeah, but you can't just run away like this. Do you want to live with me in San Diego?
I don't know what I want.
All right. Well, I'll put some thought into it. But know this. I love you more than anything. So does your mom and Andrew. Doesn't matter who gave birth to you, you are our child. You are part of our family. When your mom and I first got married, she wanted her baby really badly.
I don't want to hear this. I just really don't.
Kurt looks away and nods faintly.
Okay. Well, when you do want to hear it all, I'll tell you.
Are you leaving now?
Tomorrow morning. I'm gonna spend a little time with Andrew and grab a pizza or something. Do you want to come with us?
Not really.
You know, I would really like it if the four of us could just go out and have a nice evening. Could you do that?
Fine, I'll go, but I'm not gonna pretend like I'm having a great time, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
Kurt kisses her on the forehead and leaves. Candice watches him go and holds her hand to her face as she starts to sob. Keenan's driving along a freeway with Toby in the passenger seat.
That idiot DUI lawyer. He said he would take care of it.
I always say you can't trust those guys. They act like they're your friend, but they're not.
He screws it up and I'm gonna get stuck paying court fees.
Nothing 30K can't fix. Right?
Toby looks uneasy.
They're done! Come on, let's fly!
Come in, sweetie.
I really hate playing pool.
Please.
I want you on my team.
All right, just one game though for you, okay?
Okay.
Candice follows them over to a pool table. Keenan stops his gray SUV in a dark industrial part of town. A black-haired young man's in the passenger seat.
See? Easy access to the freeway too. Yeah.
They drive away. In the pizza restaurant, Candice pots a ball and high-fives with Andrew.
Yeah,
we got it again!
Don't
two out of
three.
Just one, two, you
poop.
Let's go 3 out of 4.
You guys go ahead and play without me. You need to take this.
Who is it, Candy?
Avery.
A video game area.
Hey, I'm so glad you called me. I was worried.
What? You're getting me arrested? Why would I be mad about that?
I'm so sorry.
I'm just giving you a hard time. This has nothing to do with you. My lawyer screwed up big time. Where are you right now?
I'm at a restaurant with my parents, pretending to be a big, happy family.
Being a good little girl, huh?
You miss me?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I miss you too.
I just need to play it cool until I can get the hell out of here again, okay?
That's cool. Just come over when you can.
I will. Good night.
Bye.
Candice ends the call and smiles to herself. Daytime, but at home, Candice takes clothes from a chest of drawers and stuffs them into her backpack. She slings the backpack over her shoulder and walks out of her bedroom. Andrew's having breakfast as Kurt walks over in his pilot uniform.
Where are you flying to today, Dad?
Australia. 18 hours.
Whew, that's long. Mm. It's short on the way back, right? Because of the tailwinds?
That's right, kiddo.
Hey, you want me to make you some eggs?
No, I guess I'm at school. Bye.
Hold up there, sweetie. I'm driving you. It's on my way out of town anyways. I'll see you.
Bye, Dad.
Kurt strides out and Candice sighs, then follows him. Kurt stops his Jaguar outside the school, and Candice looks less than pleased.
Oh, come on, it's not gonna be that bad.
Actually, it is.
Well, who cares what anyone says? Look, you are a smart, beautiful, strong young lady. In 1 year, you graduate. You go to college, you won't even remember half these kids' names. Just keep your eye on the prize, and don't let anyone pull your attention away from that, okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you too. Have a good flight.
Okay, thanks.
Candice walks towards the school entrance, and Kurt waits and watches her. She looks back and waves at him, and he waves back. Candice goes into the school, then waits around the corner of the door and watches Kurt drive away.
Candice! Not right now. Candice!
Candice runs back out of the school and Avery sighs in frustration. Candice walks off down the street. Candice walks up to the front door of Toby's house. Toby opens the door and smiles when he sees her.
Hey.
He cups her face in his hands and they kiss. Candice grins at him and goes inside. Toby casts a furtive glance outside, then follows her in. On a set, preparations are being made to begin filming. Shannon's putting makeup on an actress as her phone rings.
This is Shannon.
Hi, this is Crystal from the high school. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm doing the absence report. Did you forget to call us?
What do you mean? Candice is there, right? Her father dropped her off at school this morning.
No, she's not. She didn't go to any of her morning classes.
Damn it. Okay, thanks for letting me know. I'm coming in a second, okay? I have to go. Candice left school.
Are you kidding me? Again? You can't leave.
I don't have any choice.
Listen, if you walk out on me right now, I promise you no one on this set will ever hire you again, myself included.
This is my daughter that we're talking about, okay? She comes first. If you don't understand that, then you know what? Maybe you're right. We shouldn't work together.
Shannon slings her bag over her shoulder and marches out. At home, Toby's counting out piles of cash while Candice watches.
So what happens when somebody doesn't pay you back the money that they owe you?
What, you thinking of stiffing me on that grand you owe?
No, I'm just curious. I want to understand what you do a little bit better. You don't, like, break their legs or something, do you?
Have you ever had your leg broken before?
No.
It's not that big of a deal, really.
She looks uneasy.
I'm joking. Relax. Now, would you quit with the cross-examination so I can count, please?
Oh, it's the detective guy. Hello?
Candice.
Yes?
It's Mike Foster. We got some good news about your birth mother.
Yeah, you had an open adoption, but she elected not to make contact. Her name is Callie Tresser.
Well, where is she?
I don't know. I couldn't get an address. Apparently, she got evicted from her apartment several months ago.
Okay, so how is this good news?
Well...
Foster takes a couple of photos out of a file and puts them down in front of Candice. They're of Vance, unaware that he's being photographed.
Who is this?
Your brother, Vance Tresser. And I do have an address for him.
Foster folds a sheet of paper and lays it on the desk. Candice smiles as she looks at the photos of Vance. Candice waits outside Vance's front door. He opens it.
Can I help you?
Hi. Are you Vance Tresser?
Who are you?
My name is Candice, and, Wow, this is so much more awkward than I ever thought it would be. I'm pretty sure I'm your sister.
Shannon's on her phone in the police station.
Well, just call me when you land in Sydney, okay?
I will. Bye.
Next, how can I help you?
Hi, my 17-year-old daughter was truant from school today, and I think she might be with a guy. Oh, no, I need to know his name, okay? They were arrested together yesterday.
That would be on the arrest record. What's your daughter's name, ma'am?
Candice White.
The desk sergeant checks her computer.
He was arrested on a bench warrant, Tobias Alton, A-L-T-O-N.
Okay, do you have an address for him?
I wondered if you ever come looking.
I would have come sooner, but no one ever told me I was adopted.
Wow, I mean, this is surreal. I was at the hospital when you were born.
You were?
Yeah, I was 5 years old. I was living with our grandmother at the time.
Wait, so you and I are full?
Yeah.
How many of us are there?
Just the two of us.
Candice smiles at Vance. Shannon crosses the road to an apartment complex. Holding a slip of paper in her hand, she steps over a low wall and goes through a metal gate, arriving at the front door of one of the apartments. A thin, pale young woman answers.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm looking for Tobias Alton.
Toby? What makes you think Toby would be here?
Well, I was given this address from somebody who knows him.
No, I haven't seen Toby in like a year.
Well, do you know somebody who maybe has, like a mutual friend or something?
Toby and me don't have any mutual friends. You trying to hook up with him for business or what?
No, it's just it's a personal matter. Why, what kind of business is he in?
If you gotta ask, you don't wanna know. Sorry, I can't help you.
At home, Toby argues with Keenan.
Is this chick worth 30 grand? It's got nothing to do with her. Yes, it does. A month ago, you would have jumped at the chance to pull this kind of score.
Look, if you want to go back to the pen, fine. The reason why I haven't been locked up is because I don't take crazy risks.
This chick's messing with your head.
No, she's not. She doesn't know anything about it, and I don't want her to.
Me and Pedro have this plan perfectly.
Nothing's gonna go wrong.
Pull this off. You can live for the next year without doing a damn thing. Look, this wasn't a sure thing. I wouldn't be cutting you in.
And all I have to do is drive.
Nothing more.
In the kitchen at Vance's, Candice fills a pan with water.
So, how long was she pregnant with me before he died?
That's a couple months. Dad passed away, I think, sometime in November. The heck is that?
This is water. What's it look like?
It's gonna boil over in 2 seconds. Haven't you ever cooked before?
You know, you're kind of a know-it-all.
Oh. I've been cooking my whole life. I should know it all by now. I'm actually a pretty good cook.
Really?
Really?
Let me know when your Top Chef episode airs, then. You're so good. Why are you making sauce, then?
Callie stumbles in.
Mom.
Looking a bit stoned, she looks at Candice.
We have company.
Mom, this is Candice.
Callie stares at Candice, who looks back nervously.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
I don't know any Candice.
Candice looks disappointed as Callie pushes past her and walks away. Vance looks awkward and turns to Candice sympathetically.
She's wasted. Why don't we give her a little time? We'll eat and I'll talk to her afterwards.
Yeah.
Candice tries to fight back her tears as she goes over to the cooker. At home, Shannon's on her laptop as Andrew watches.
What are you trying to do? Just looking for some sort of address or phone number on the guy Candy was arrested with.
Maybe I can help.
I don't think so, sweetie, but thanks.
Why do you do that? Treat me like I'm stupid or something.
You are far from stupid, honey. You're the smartest kid I know.
Then let me help you.
Okay. Well, his name is Tobias Alton. The police gave us an address on him, but it was wrong.
Get up.
Shannon stands up and Andrew takes her seat at the computer.
Okay. All of our phones are in the same plan, so if we log in, we should be able to see all the calls she made and the phone number of people that called her.
Wait, how did you get to that?
It's under my account, call history, then Candy's phone number, show details. Simple.
Sitting with Vance, Candice looks at photos in an album. She turns to Vance sadly.
Do you think that she's going to be able to come out and talk to me tonight?
I think you should give it a couple days. And then come back. At least give her some time so she can think about what she wants to say.
I don't think I can do that. Please.
Okay. I'll talk to her.
He stands up and walks towards Callie's room. Candice watches him go with an emotional look on her face. Candice looks through more photos. One of them is of a younger Callie smiling and holding a baby. Candice smiles warmly. Alone in her room, Callie sits on her bed tensely. Vance opens the door and looks in at Callie, sitting with her back to him. He steps into the room and leans on the bed.
You should go talk to her.
I have nothing to say.
Really? You have nothing to say to the daughter you gave up?
A tear trickles down Callie's cheek. She runs her thumb across the wooden bedpost as Vance comes round and sits down beside her.
How about telling her about the birthday gifts you got her, but never sent?
This is none of your business. Okay, just stay out of it.
That's your answer for everything. It's not my business. You know what? It is my business. You're my business. Your life has been one regret after another, covered up with booze and pills or whatever else you can find so you don't have to feel bad. This is your chance to change all that. Right now. For once in your life, do something because it's hard to do. Not for her, but do it for yourself.
She looks round at Vance, her eyes black with smudged mascara.
I said I have nothing to say.
Shannon has a list in front of her while Andrew looks at the laptop.
You can cross off the list. It's for Wanda's nails.
Shannon crosses a phone number off the list and makes a call on her mobile.
You've reached Mike Foster, private investigator. This is about a new or existing case. Please feel free to leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Who's that?
It's a private investigator. This office is closed right now. Let's just keep going, okay?
No, I don't understand why she can't just talk to me. I'm not asking her for anything. I just want to know what she's like.
It's not about that. She just pushes things aside that are difficult.
Well, I'm not going to be pushed aside.
Candace marches down the hallway to Callie's room.
Candace, wait.
No, I'm doing this.
Candace.
I spent $1,000 just to find you. That's how badly I wanted to know who you are. And I'm not leaving here until you talk to me.
Her face crumples with frustration and emotion. But then the door opens a crack and Callie looks out. Toby comes out of his bathroom with a towel wrapped around his waist and answers his phone.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Shannon. I'm looking for Tobias. Did I get the right number?
Shannon who?
I'm Candace's mother.
Please don't hang up. I know she's with you.
She doesn't want to talk to you. Just leave her alone.
I'm not going to leave her alone. I'm her mother.
If you think for a second...
He ends the call. Frustrated, Shannon calls him right back, but Toby turns off his phone.
The wireless subscriber you are trying to reach is not receiving calls at this time.
Damn it.
Shannon draws a circle around Toby's number and holds her hands to her face.
Don't worry, Mom. We won't give up.
Okay. Advances. Callie, Candice, and Vance all sit around the coffee table. There's an awkward atmosphere.
You have your father's eyes. So what do you want to know?
Everything. Starting with why you gave me up.
Callie looks at her, then her eyes flicker over to Vance.
Your father was sentenced on a Friday, and the following Monday I found out I was pregnant with you. I already had a four-year-old boy I didn't know how I was going to take care of, so I knew that you'd have a better life with someone else.
Why didn't you ever try and find me? Didn't you even want to make sure I was okay?
I knew where you were. I saw you a few times. I went to your ballet recital. I sat in the park when you had your sixth birthday there.
You did?
Yeah, I saw how happy you were, you know, laughing and hugging your mother. I saw how she and your father went to all that work to decorate and plan games and give you cake and presents. I saw how much they loved you and how happy it made them to give you that party, and I knew I would never have done that.
I think you would have. I think you would have given me the same things that they did.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't ask Vance. You think he ever got a birthday party? Every time I saw you happy, I felt worse. Not because I couldn't give you that. It's because I knew I wouldn't. I know you want me to say that giving you up was the hardest thing I ever did, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was easy. Because I knew you'd have a better upbringing, and my life would be easier if I wasn't always feeling like I was disappointing you.
could have at least tried to find me.
Why?
So I would know who my mother is.
You have a mother. You have a mother, one who loves you so much and did a wonderful job bringing you up. I saw that with my own eyes, right? At your party, she had your brother in one arm. She's cutting a birthday cake with another, giving out little bags of candy to all the kids and putting Band-Aids on the scraped knees. I saw a woman who loved being a mother. She loved her kids, and inserting myself into that, that didn't make sense. When I saw how much your parents loved you, I knew I did the right thing. And doing anything to complicate that, that just would have been wrong.
Candice's face crumples as she tries in vain to fight back her tears. Callie and Vance look at each other. Then Callie picks up a stripy cardboard box and takes out a homemade yellow party invitation.
I found this in the trash after your party.
She hands it to Candice. Painted cotton wool balls are stuck onto it to look like sweets, and the front reads, Candy's 6th birthday. Callie looks up at the ceiling and Candice gazes at her, her face filled with emotion. Later, Candice and Vance come out of the house and walk over to Candice's car, parked on the street. Candice gets in the driver's seat and Vance leans on the open window.
You okay? I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even know what I was expecting. I'm just so lost, right?
It's understandable. But I would like to spend more time with my baby sister. Maybe meet this boyfriend of yours.
Well, now you're just starting to sound like a protective older brother.
Maybe I am. When are you gonna come back and see Mom?
You think she wants to see me again?
Yeah, I do. Baby steps.
You could always invite me over for a family dinner on Sunday.
You're invited.
Oh, not again.
Sounds like your starter's going bad. There we go. Tell you what, bring it by the shop tomorrow and take a look at it.
Would you take an IOU?
I'm not gonna charge you. Family discount.
You're amazing.
Drive safe.
All right, I'll see you.
Candice drives away and Vance stands in the street watching her go. Toby's sitting on his couch holding a bottle of beer as Candice comes in and slumps down beside him.
How'd it go?
I need a beer.
He gives her his.
That bad?
She nods and drinks from the bottle.
I have a brother who's actually really, really cool. But the rest of it is, it's just so... I don't even know how I feel about anything right now.
It's okay. You don't have to. What is that?
An invitation to my 6th birthday party. My mom made it.
Wait, I thought she gave you up as a baby.
Oh, no, my adopted mom, Shannon.
Oh. She called my cell phone, by the way, looking for you. I hung up on her. You're okay with that, right?
I don't know. I feel like maybe I've been a little hard on her.
You haven't. If you talk to her, she's just gonna try and convince you to come home. She's gonna make it impossible for us to see each other. And that's not what you want, right?
She shakes her head sadly.
I know I tease you a lot and stuff, but I like having you here. I don't want you to go. And the way I feel about you, I haven't felt this way in a long time. If ever.
Candice smiles, pleased. She leans over to Toby and kisses him. She sits back and grins at him happily.
Mom? Mom?
Vance goes into Callie's bedroom to find it clean and tidy.
In here.
He goes into the kitchen where Callie places a plate on the table.
Mom, what are you doing?
Well, it's been a long time since I made you breakfast.
I can't even remember the last time.
It's a really nice surprise.
You know, I've got an even nicer surprise for you. I know I've said it before, you know that I'd stop, but this time is different. Now that Candace is going to be coming over maybe from time to time, I don't want her to...
What? To have to pick you up off the floor and take you to bed like I've been doing the past 10 years? Candace shows up and suddenly you have a reason to get sober?
No, I'm not doing it for Candace, honey. I'm doing it for you, too.
Really? Then what about all the times I begged you to stop drinking? The days I had to leave work in the middle of my shift just to come home and check on you because you weren't answering the phone. Scared to death that I'd walk in and find you dead.
I'm sorry, okay?
For what? What exactly are you sorry for? The lies? For dropping me off at Kendra's when I was little so you could just disappear for weeks at a time? For threatening to disown me if I took you to rehab? I mean, I can keep going on here.
No, look, it was never my intention to hurt you.
Well, you didn't try hard not to either. I've done the best I could do to keep things together here, Mom.
I know, and I'm so grateful to you for that. But please don't think that Candace is more important than you. I know I've been a terrible mom, all right? I know I've made a million mistakes, but you've always been the most important person in my life. Always.
I can't do this anymore, Mom. Me being here just enables you to keep doing what you've always done.
Are you gonna throw me out?
No. You could stay here. I'll pay for the mortgage and the utilities. Monica's been asking me to move in with her for a while now. And I'm going to. So if you're serious about getting sober, whether it's because of me or Candace or whoever, it just needs to happen for your sake.
Callie's eyes flit away nervously. She swallows.
I am serious. I promise you.
Well, that's great. I have to go to work.
Vance walks out. Callie throws down a tea towel, frustrated, then kicks the bin with all her bottles of booze in it. At Toby's, Candy slowly wakes up in bed and sits up. She looks around to see Toby's side of the bed empty. Wearing shorts and a baggy vest, Candice gets out of bed and heads towards the kitchen, where Keenan is showing Toby a printout of a street map.
So we're about right there. Maybe 5-10 minutes. As soon as you see us, start it up, hit the highway, we're gone. I'm telling
hey.
You. Hey.
Did I interrupt something?
No. I'm just gonna make some coffee. What's up?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
At home, Shannon's sitting at the dining table, gazing at her laptop. She's called up Mike Foster's website and makes a note of his address. Toby is making coffee in his kitchen with Candice.
Maybe I should call my mom. My other mom, Shannon. At least let her know I'm okay.
You think we can talk before you do that?
Aren't we? Right now?
Ready?
Toby looks at Keenan.
I can't. Keenan and I gotta go help a friend.
Oh. Okay.
We'll talk later, though. Right? Hey. Everything's gonna be fine.
He leans over to her, and they kiss gently. Toby leaves, and Candice watches him go, with an uneasy look on her face. Shannon's in Foster's office.
So, how can I help you?
I need you to help me locate my daughter.
No problem. What's her name, and how long has she been missing?
Her name is Candace White. I believe you saw her recently.
Mrs. White.
I need to find her, okay? She ran away, and I think she might be involved with some dangerous people. If you know where she is, I just need, like, a number or...
I don't.
Did she ask you to help find a biological mother?
Look, I don't give out information about my clients.
Unless they pay you, right? Then you give them whatever information they want.
You know what, lady? I really don't need this hassle today.
Oh, you have no idea what kind of a hassle I can be. You know where a 17-year-old runaway is and you won't tell her mother? I'm sure the cops would be really interested in hearing that. You know what? Why don't I just call them, and you can just explain it all to them.
And here we go. Okay, fine. Just hang up. What do you want to know?
Everything. I need to find her.
Yeah, well, I don't know where your daughter is. But her brother might.
Her brother? Okay, well, do you know where he is?
Okay, here. all in the file.
You're a delight.
Shannon takes the file and leaves. Foster smiles and sighs. Outside Toby's, Candice gets into her car and turns the ignition. She thumps the steering wheel in frustration, then picks up her mobile and makes a call to a garage, where a dark-haired young woman is in the office.
Garage, this is Monica.
Hi, this is Candice, Vance's newly discovered sister.
Oh, hey, Vance mentioned you were gonna bring your car in today. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Thanks, you too. I was gonna bring it in, but I can't get it to start. I think I'm gonna need a tow.
Okay, yeah, we have a tow company that we usually work with, so I'll just send him over.
That would be awesome.
Let me get your address.
All right, I'm 24227.
Shannon drives her dark blue SUV up to Vance and Callie's house and parks on the street. Callie's just coming out of the house with some bags of rubbish as Shannon gets out of the SUV and walks over to her at the bins.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Callie Tresser.
Callie looks tense.
You're Shannon, aren't you?
Is she here?
No.
Well, do you know where she is?
No, please, look, I'm sorry, I don't want to get involved.
Get involved? Get involved whether you like it or not. She left me to find you.
Look, our relationship is fragile.
Fragile? Your relationship is fragile? Do you have any idea how I'm feeling right now? I haven't slept in days without dreaming that something horrible has happened to her. And what about her little brother, who can't understand why the sister that he has loved and looked up to his entire life won't even take his calls? I have done everything that I can to find her. I have been yelled at and hung up on. I lost my job, but you know what? I still made it here. You want to know why? Because I love her and my son more than I've ever loved anything in my entire life. And it does not matter how hard it is. If they need something, I'm here. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure they know that they are safe and happy and loved.
Shannon turns away and sits down on a step with her head in her hands. Callie looks thoughtful, then sits down beside her.
I know she wanted to find you. I messed up. I should have told her sooner. It was a mistake. I know that. I need her to understand how much I love her. She's my beautiful girl. I just need to know she's okay. So please. When I saw her, she seemed okay.
Inside.
I could never be the mother that you've been. That's the sad but the simple fact.
She hates me right now.
No, she doesn't hate you. She hates the world for not being perfect. You remember the first time that you realized that life wasn't fair, but there was nothing you could do about it? I learned that really young. But Candace, you know, she's just discovering that at 17. She's lucky. And you can take credit for that.
Were you glad that she found you?
You know, I knew it would happen sooner or later. I just wasn't kind of prepared for it to happen when it did.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
It's my husband. Kurt, hi.
I don't fly back for another 12 hours. I really wish I was there to help you.
I know. I'm actually here with her biological mother, Callie. She thinks that her son might know where Candace is staying.
Really? Oh. Good. That's great. Thank God. All right, well, keep me posted.
Okay, I will.
Kurt's traveling in the back of a car.
I would like to be involved in Candace's life, but only if you want me to. I know how stupid that must sound now, something I probably should have said 17 years ago. It's one of my many, many mistakes.
I hope you never regret giving her up.
Sometimes I do. But then again, it's hard to isolate that from so much other sadness.
You gave me and my husband the most incredible gift. And I've thank God for you every single day since the first night we brought her home. And it turns out you make pretty great kids.
Keenan's grey SUV pulls up by the shabby industrial buildings that they were casing out earlier. Keenan, Toby, and their accomplice, Pedro, look around cautiously.
All right, man. Let's do this.
Pedro and Keenan pull black ski masks down over their faces and get out of the SUV, carrying pistols. Toby waits in the driver's seat, watching nervously, as Keenan and Pedro walk past a black luxury car and approach one of the buildings. Toby looks around with an anxious look on his face. Holding their guns poised, Keenan and Pedro stalk into one of the buildings, which has bare walls and old furniture, including a leather couch, an armchair, and a wooden desk. They stride through a door, aiming their guns. Back at Toby's, Candice is writing an email to Shannon. Hi, Mom. I know you're probably really mad at me right now. I just wanted to say... She pauses, trying to think of the words. She deletes the email and ponders. Toby's still waiting in the SUV. He jumps on hearing the gunshots. Keenan runs out as a bearded man shoots at him.
Go, go, go! Where's Pedro? He's dead! Let's go!
A bullet wound in his arm, Keenan throws a sports bag into the back of the SUV, then gets in. Toby speeds them away. The bearded man runs over to the black car, gets in, and takes off after them. Candice rewrites the email. Mom, I am so sorry I ran away. In the SUV, Keenan grimaces.
Pedro said there'd only be one guy there. He killed him, but this other guy came out of nowhere.
Keenan's sweating and grits his teeth. The bearded man, who has long shaggy hair and tattooed arms, drives after them. Candice's email to Shannon finishes, I love you, Candy. She hovers the cursor over send. Candy sends it and holds her knuckle to her mouth. Shannon's dark blue SUV drives up to Greg's tune-up, where Vance and his girlfriend Monica work. Shannon and Callie get out of the SUV and walk over to the garage. Toby's driving through town with Keenan beside him, grimacing in pain, the bearded man following them. In the garage.
She said she was just staying with her boyfriend's office.
Do you have an address?
No, but Monica might. She sent the tow truck over this morning.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it on a slip of paper. Here it is.
Here you go. Thank you. I think you should go with her.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Your mom says she'll listen to you.
Yeah, I'll try. Sure.
No, I'll stay here.
Wearing a turquoise summer dress, Candice picks up a long burgundy shirt and a towel and steps out of the bedroom. The grey SUV pulls up outside and Toby rushes into the house with Keenan, who's holding his bloody arm.
We gotta get you to a hospital.
It's not that bad.
The bearded man opens a window.
Candice!
Candice runs into the living room.
I need you to hold a towel on this.
Oh my God, what happened?
He got shot. Man, I told you this was a bad idea.
Call Cheryl, she can come soda.
You need a surgeon, not a nursing student. You gotta bleed out.
The man's crept in.
Just breathe. Toby, we need more towels!
Shannon and Vance arrive.
Are you sure this is the right place?
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Oh my God!
Seeing the man, Keenan tries to run, but the man shoots him in the back. Vance and Shannon run towards the house as the man aims the gun at Candice. Toby shoves the man over, and they struggle.
Candice, open the door, honey!
Toby! Candice!
Toby's been shot, and the man's grabbed the bag and escaped.
Candice! Mom!
Shannon hugs Candice, and they all crouch by Toby, who's badly hurt.
It's gonna be fine.
Call 911.
Just stay with me. We need paramedics. 2 men have been shot.
Come on, man. Stay focused. The ambulance is coming. Come on, man.
Please. Just hang on. Just stay here. No, baby. Please.
Toby's eyes close and he goes limp.
Oh, you can't. This isn't how it ends.
Candice is distraught and Shannon hugs her. In a police station, a height chart is painted on a wall as men, each holding a number card, file in for an identity parade. Number 3 is the bearded, shaggy-haired man.
All right, numbers up. Look straight forward. Turn to your left. All right, everybody look forward.
The men turn to face a two-way mirror, behind which is Candice, who's with the detective, and gazes at the lineup.
Take your time.
Number 3. It's definitely number 3.
7 months later, the family are preparing for a party in the back garden. A banner reads, "Happy birthday, Candice."
Hey, Mom, you think she's gonna come?
I don't know, sweetie. I think things like this might be a little hard for Callie.
Yeah.
But if not, at least Vance and Monica are gonna be here, right?
Right, yeah.
It's gonna be good.
You're gonna love my gift.
I'm sure I will, eh? You always give me the best gifts, though.
Hey, guys. Look who's here.
Hey.
Hey, beautiful.
Thank you
birthday
so
girl.
Much for coming. Hey,
Andrew.
Monica.
Hey.
Oh. So good to see you guys. This is Avery.
Hi.
Hey. You made it.
Callie with a cake.
Yeah. Happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
Shannon and Kurt watch as Callie and Candice hug.
I'm so glad you came.
You look beautiful.
Oh, stop. Thank you. I love your dress.
Thanks.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's not very good. But...
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Oh,
hi.
It's so pretty. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you.
Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's nice.
Shannon places the birthday cake on the table.
Hey, Candice, check this out.
Oh.
Candice goes over to Avery and Monica, leaving Callie looking a bit awkward.
Yeah. Hey, what's in this?
Nuts.
Standing by the table, Callie rubs her arm tensely, and Shannon notices her looking uncomfortable.
Callie? Can you put some salsa in the bowl?
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Callie smiles and helps out.
Oh, you guys have to see my cake.
Come here.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I have it. Let's take a look.
Everyone gathers at the table. Audio description by Deluxe. Yeah,